I'm obviously disappointed with the result and the manner of it in the end. You know, we started the game a little bit nervy, a little bit on edge, maybe it being the first game back in the Championship. Once we settled down after 20, 25 minutes, I thought we played some really good stuff, possibly could have and should have scored. And, you know, we've conceded a goal, which we feel is a foul on the goalkeeper, and 1-0 down at half-time. And we wanted the boys to believe that they could get back in it. I thought we came out and started ever so well second half, you know, got back in the game, and at that point we felt as if there was only one team that was going to go on and win it. You know, we'd nullified their threat, and we were the ones that were on the front foot, you know, and to concede from a set piece when we're on top trying to win the game is, you know, from a fair point of view, it's criminal and disappointing.
What happened with that first goal? Obviously, Ross Turnbull came back with a bandage on his head. What actually happened?
Yeah, but we've just seen it again. You know, the shots came through bodies. Ross has made a really good save, and on the follow through, as he's blocked it, he's been kicked in his head. You know, he's ended up with stitches in his ear and the side of his head, and the referee's in a good position to see it. So it's disappointing because his first goal in any game's big. But you know, we didn't lose the game because of that. You know, because the second half we looked bright. We looked as if we were going to go on and win the game, especially after we equalised. And you know, it's really disappointing to switch off from a corner. But it's an unforgiving division, the Championship. You know, and you switch off once, you concede, and that's what happened today.
Is that the most frustrating thing? Because you did seem to grow, didn't you, throughout the course of the game, even after your equaliser?
Yeah, we did. And after the equaliser, we're on the bench and we want to make positive changes and go and get the win, because we felt that they were on the back foot and that they were sitting and settling for a point, you know. So to concede from a set piece is really disappointing, because it's something that shouldn't happen.
You looked a threat, didn't you, today, with the balls coming from the from both wings, really, and obviously the goal came from a corner as well. You always looked a threat from those kind of positions, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And you know, for a majority of the game today, I felt we played really well. You know, we passed it, we got in the ball, we tried to express ourselves. Maybe have to be a little bit more clinical in the last third, but we created chances. But you know, if you don't take your chances and you're not going to pick up properly for set pieces, you are going to concede and lose games.
Is that what you've told the players?
Yeah, they know. Look, they know that they're disappointed. There are encouraging things to take for it. But you need to have the attitude, have the desire, have the application to do it for 95 minutes. And you know, and it's just a shame for them, because they've worked hard pre-season, and especially the fans that switched off once and got punished.
Is that much you could have done about Blackpool's second?
The second or the third?
The second, the corner.
Yeah, the second. You know, designated people are told to pick up designated men, and you know, one stopped, got caught underneath the flight of the ball, and didn't pick up his man properly, and that's why we conceded, and that's why we've gone about the importance of concentration throughout the game with and without the ball.
You had a lot of debutants today, obviously five in total. I suppose it's hard to get that blend straight away, isn't it?
It is, but I think they were encouraging signs. You know, to have five new players in the squad. You know, the majority of the pre-season they've been together. But we'll be better. The more we play together, the more they train together, the more games they get under their belt, they'll be better. And as I said, they were encouraging signs today.
Obviously, Richie Wellings was a late deal in the week. How pleased are you to have him here?
Yeah, I thought Richie was great. You know, he's the one thing Richie is a very good passer of the ball, and wants to make things happen. And the more he's with the group and the more game time he gets under his belt, he'll be a big player for us.
What about the left-back search? How far down the line are you there?
Yeah, look, search for any players. Not doing my job properly if we're not on the lookout for players that are going to improve us. You know, I thought young James came in and done well today. You know, but if we can get players in that are going to improve us, we'll try and do it.
Do you think you're closing in on anything soon?
Not at the minute. You know, we're talking to people all the time. We have got targets in mind, so we'll see where that takes us.
Did his performance encourage you today, though, James Husband?
Yeah, I thought James was excellent. You know, he's a young boy that's got a lot of talent and a big future in front of him. He was up against what I believe is a top player in Thomas Ince, and for a majority of the game, I thought he kept him quiet. You know, a player of Ince's ability is going to do things within games against any team that's going to cause us problems. But, you know, I was delighted with James, because a majority of the game he kept him quiet.